This is 88.9 FM, Neighborhood Public Radio. We're live here today at Southern Exposure, and we've had some excellent guests hence far. We had earlier Julio Morales and Daniel Pelt of SFAI come on and do a radio program about 2007 protest songs against war. And then after that, we had Neighborhood Assembly on Neighborhood Public Radio. That one always kind of throws me for a loop. But up next is Johnny Hattori, a fabulous San Francisco-based artist who's going to tell us a little bit about who the hell he is and what the hell he does. My name's Zephyr, and this show's called Frank Prattle. Hi, Johnny.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All righty. Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
They're talking in the background, but they're having a transmitter workshop down here if you want to stop by and take a peek through the window. Anyway, Johnny, tell us a little bit about your practice and what you do for art.
I don't have a practice at the moment. I'm just mostly golfing. But I made one thing, and it was in Bay Area an hour. There were 61-minute portraits, video portraits of everyone I knew. I shot for an hour, and I edited to a minute, and I made 60 of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's all I've done.
Where'd you get the idea?
The idea of... Well, I wanted to make a documentary about Adobe Books on 16th Street. And
right.
I walked in one day and... was talking to Alexis, who was working, and he told me that he was writing a novel. And I realized that I didn't know anything really about the people that I knew from Adobe, so I thought this would be a way to learn more about the people that I've met at Adobe or have met at Adobe.
Okay.
And a way of sharing some of what I learned.
Okay. So how did it go with the show at Yerba Buena? It was
I think it went
Bay
okay.
Area now?
Yeah, I was always afraid that, you know, if you weren't in the 61-minute portraits, it wouldn't be that interesting, but I guess people liked it.
Right. What did they actually speak while they were on the portrait? Was it just a still shot of them? What?
They're all different. Some people spoke, some people didn't. Some people wanted to have a one-minute drawing or one-minute painting. Some people played music. Some people... just whatever they did, whatever they, I guess it's partially about self-presentation and whatever. Yeah, and I didn't actually offer anything. I just said, I'm going to shoot you for an hour. And it was good for me because usually I end up talking too much. And if I have a camera, I become more observant and I listen. And yeah, anyway.
Yeah. So with those, I mean, obviously the question that someone would ask is, what was your favorite? Who was your favorite?
Favorite? I don't know. I like a lot of them. I actually made 90 and culled it to 60, so those are my 60 favorites of the 90.
Right. Any standouts in particular, though?
The first seven I made, I liked all of those, and I particularly liked Andrew McKinley's and Robert Arnold's. He's the very first person that I... made one of it. He's a friend that lives right around the corner, and I asked him if he would do one, and he was reluctant, and he was making a film himself, which is done, called In the Key of G. And I said, well, I'll use footage from that film, and you could just talk about it, and I'll just lay that over the top. So I think he'll probably say I ambushed him, and I pulled my camera out and talked to him about the movie, and then used his footage and just had him talking about how he... became interested in making the movie In the Key of, what became the In the Key of G.
Right.
So that's one of my favorites because it's using his footage, which is really beautiful.
Right.
And Alice Gould is the first one, and she just wanted me to film her in her painting studio, and to film her painting, and I... And I only used music in two of the portraits, and hers is one of them. And I use Françoise Hardy's song called Les Feuilles Mortes. So it's a French song, and it's funny. After I made just the beginning of it, people thought that she was French. But it's kind of beautiful. I like that one. I like Andrew Rush's because I like Chris Kalb's. A lot of them, I like the people a lot. I like their energy and. I don't know. I guess I liked everyone's.
Good. Do you find that you engage in a lot of community projects like that where you're out there?
I don't know. You know, I'm not really sure what community is, but I like that it's always attached to anything that I do. So I I guess I use it now. I appropriate that word community.
Does your skin crawl when you hear it?
No, not at all. Just, you know, like I'm just not quite sure. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's pretty obvious what community is, but
community would be, you know, people you know.
People I know, yeah,
in
yeah.
In town.
Like friends.
Right.
Friends are community.
Right.
But community extends beyond that, right? So, and I guess this project kind of extends beyond that.
Definitely. Did you interview people that you couldn't stand? You don't have to name names. I'm not going to put you on the spot. But
that I couldn't stand? I'm trying to think of someone that... Oh, actually, there are people that I couldn't stand, so there are people that... Yeah, no, I didn't.
You stuck with the sweethearts.
I guess so. Most people are pretty sweet. They're pretty sweet people, so...
Well.
I mean, it's really an exception when I can't stand someone, or... I mean, I guess you have to choose your enemies wisely. It's Oscar Wilde.
What's so you'd say you've been working on your golf game. Anything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anything to come of that?
To come of that? Oh, well, I was... my friend Peter was suggesting that maybe I'll make something at the golf range where... You know, it's like a bunch of people with Tourette's lined up, and if you can just ask them, you know, what you're working on today, and film them in slow motion as they're talking about it, might be interesting. And I like that idea that you're making a portrait of someone, but it's focused on something that they know. Like I was working on this cooking DVD where people are cooking, and you know, whether you're making cup of noodles with a bit of garlic in it, like Peter, my friend, makes, you know, you're an expert, so you have something to distract you from you being filmed.
Right.
Which is a hard thing.
Yeah. So other projects? You claim nothing, but I have a sense that you're
other
lying.
Projects? Yeah, no, I've kind of, I'm in a hiatus. Or if you say that word, I'm not...
Sabbatical?
A sabbatical, yeah, for golf. I'm like a retired doctor. I went golfing. I was at the range yesterday. I went to Sharp Park in Pacifica on Wednesday. I was at Glen Eagles. It's like golfing in the ghetto. It's right next to the Sunnydale Projects as you're teeing off. And with Chris Kalp on Saturday at Lincoln Park, and I don't even know how many times before that, so I'm just obsessed with golf.
You can't be too obsessed, though, because I saw you last night at the SECA Awards.
Yeah, you know, it was raining yesterday. Like I said, I was at the golf range yesterday before I arrived at the SECA. Yeah,
so. Tell us a little bit about what you thought about SECA this year.
Oh, I loved it. I think everyone should go down and check it out. It's really, really beautiful.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Anything in particular? Any of the artists you like? For those of the listening audience who don't know, the SECA Awards are awards, I think it's every 2 years or is it 3 years?
I don't know.
I think it's 2 years.
Yeah.
That the SF MoMA gives out to, I think, five or six artists, depending. I think they kind of, it might fluctuate, might not, you know. Obviously, I don't know that much about it. But they give out these awards to local San Francisco artists, and I think Oakland, too, they might include the East Siders. And that pretty much says that they think that's where San Francisco art is heading. That's the finest art in town. And, you know, one of the rare projects where I think MoMA actually engages its own community versus shipping talent in from overseas in New York and stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, they had the Robert Bechtel exhibit.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. He's local, isn't he? He's like Bernal Heights, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know.
Like Matthew Barney ought to live here.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, for the freakish material he produces.
Oh, I didn't see the the restraint, the videos, the movies.
Yeah.
I just saw the exhibit.
Well, there you go.
But yeah. Where does he live, in New York? He's on the East Coast.
I think that he lives underground in a little hole.
New York. Oh, underground in a little... Well,
yeah.
He's married to Bjork.
Anyway, though, so what did you think about the awards?
Well, I arrived really late, and there was only 10 minutes left.
Oh, shit.
Of whatever the galleries are closing, so I ran up there, and I guess I just kind of ran in very quickly. And as I was walking out slowly, I didn't realize that Leslie Cho's paintings or whatever things were as you walk up the stairs. And those were stunning. I think that the first time I saw her work was at Jack Hanley's. And I think it was all cut out of paper. It was all different paper that made kind of landscapes. And these had painted. She's definitely developed, and I thought it was very impressive. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I liked the sculpture, the cinder blocks that, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was a skyline or something and had glitter. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Mitzi Peterson's
Mitzi
piece.
Peterson's, I like that. Yeah. I like Sarah Kane's stuff. You know, like I've seen some of her stuff before that I wasn't that fond of, but I thought the it was nice. It was kind of frivolous as well, and I'd like to go back and look at Amy Franceschini's.
I never said Franceschini.
Amy F's.
Franceschini.
Amy F's stuff. Because she's fucking cool. She's great. And I met Kota Ozawa last night. I guess I've never met him. And someone told me that when he had a show, his daughter or son was cutting out the things, you know, and he was becoming very proficient at it, and he said, oh yeah, it's a sweatshop, you know, he just has his son or daughter do all the work, and he seemed like a nice guy.
Does his son, very beautiful. His child does most of the cutting for him?
I think it is true. Yeah. We should get children working at a very young age. They're far more artistic than we are. Really.
Well, they have smaller fingers. They can do more detailed work.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, like, because I'm a substitute teacher, and like when kids are going out for a recess, they're so excited. But, you know, like, when are we ever that excited? And if, you know, a lot of times as a substitute teacher, there aren't any lesson plans left behind. And I'll say, do you want to draw? And you get the excitement is, you know, I don't know. We were probably sitting around with our friends and we asked, would you like to draw? Well, I guess a lot of my friends like drawing. But
I know I'm a big fan of drawing. You going to come down to this Southern Exposure Drawing Rally?
Maybe. I don't know what it is. Where all these people sit around and draw?
Yeah, it's called the Monster Drawing Rally. And it's I think it's down on the 23rd, down on Southern Exposure and 25th and Mission. It's pretty
Southern Exposure in 25th Mission. Here.
Yeah.
Right.
You're here
very
right
close,
now.
Very close
but
to where we are.
People listening probably aren't.
Oh, right. So there's going to be a drawing explosion in here.
Yeah. So bring a goddamn pencil and a piece of paper.
Oh, you bring your own pencil and paper.
Well, you know, they might have it, but you can never tell.
Okay, I see.
These flaky
that's
artist
how you
types,
roll.
You know?
That's how you roll, yeah. Huh? Well, that's not so much the artists that are flaky in that situation.
Well, I mean,
it's a gallery, right?
Both.
They should provide something.
Dual flakiness.
You know, if I invite people over to my kitchen for kitchen commissions, I would try to provide everything. Or my roommate, Virginia, she has a lot of art supplies and she's very organized.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's I guess, at her last year at, what's it called, the San Francisco Art Institute.
All right.
So she has all these supplies and pens and, you know, it's not that expensive. Just provide that stuff.
All right. What do you think? I've been meaning to ask, because I think that a lot of artists go through this. Do you think that...
Alara?
A lot of artists go through this?
Oh, right.
Do you think that you're going to...
I mean, a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, and specifically artists. Do you...
Aren't we all artists? As I mean, isn't just being, like, sensitive, isn't that a, you know, observant?
I personally don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I think everyone is an artist.
Really? Tell me.
Well, I mean, if
what
you just
what
had
about
anyone
these guys out there
yeah,
on the street?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're
just because he's got a beard?
Well, he's a mission artist. He's an unhinged mission artist. He's a bearded person. But, yeah. No, I think that, yeah. I don't think that everyone's good. I mean, 90% of the stuff sucks. But whatever. Everyone's an artist.
Fair enough. Even if they don't want to be? I've definitely met people who don't consider themselves an artist.
Well, I don't consider myself an artist. I mean, that's
even
a kind of absurd thing about it, you know, to call yourself an artist or to say, you know, it's like saying I'm human.
Hmm.
It's a tautology.
I don't see the correlation.
Well,
spell it out
we
for
all
me.
As humans are artistic.
Okay.
And therefore, to say I'm an artist is like saying I'm a human.
Okay.
So the tautology. It's not even worth voicing. Or it's I don't know, maybe if it's your profession.
Right.
You're a professional artist. You make money that way.
Right.
You're legitimized.
Right.
So maybe then you're an artist.
Right. But until then, no. Then you're just a
human.
Oh, no,
I think everyone is. I just don't know. It's kind of a funny title. It's like saying, you know, I'm an American, I guess. Then I'm no longer this little person sitting here in a booth with you, but I'm part of something larger. My ego is expanded to become part of a nation state that's occupying Iraq. Or, you know, or maybe I'm patriotic about something else, like the redwood trees in California. Or just becoming something bigger than you are.
All right.
I think that's all it is to say I'm an artist.
Okay. What about if you showed galleries? I mean, does that differentiate someone from, you know, who...
Oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Then you're part of the art world, maybe.
I don't know. I'm asking
people.
You, yeah.
I have never shown at galleries.
You have. You showed at a huge gallery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Showed at one. Oh, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm not an expert by any means.
No, but, you know, you got your own opinions.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's like my friend says... like asshole. That's one. Yeah.